Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology-agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
ERP and HCM systems have very similar needs that they address, but they're also very different. I'm going to talk about those differences and similarities here today. My name is Eric Kimberling, and I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their digital transformation journeys. And when we're working with clients on their digital transformations, one of the common questions we get, or one of the common decision points we face, is are we going to implement an ERP or an enterprise resource planning system? Or are we looking to deploy a HCM or a human capital management system? One, the ERP system is more focused on broader end-to-end processes across the entire organization, while the other, HCM, is focused more on HR technology. So what I want to do today is talk about those similarities and differences to ultimately help you choose a path that makes the most sense for you. ERP, or Enterprise Resource Planning, as I mentioned, is a type of system that helps clients automate their business processes and integrate their data and workflows across the entire organization. And that typically includes everything from the initial customer contact or the initial sales cycle, all the way through order processing, customer service, inventory management, procuring raw materials, manufacturing the materials if you're a manufacturer, getting those materials to the warehouse, getting the warehouse materials or products to your end customer, and then ultimately closing the books at the end of the day. So all that stuff is usually addressed by an ERP system. Some of the common and leading ERP vendors out there are products like SAP S/4HANA, Oracle Cloud, Microsoft Dynamics 365, NetSuite. Those are some of the common systems that address those end-to-end processes and workflows that many organizations are looking for. And if you're looking for more of a comparison of those leading ERP systems, I've included a link below to our 2021 Digital Transformation Report, which includes a comparison and ranking of some of the leading ERP systems in the marketplace. Now, human capital management on the other side, HCM, is a type of technology that's focused primarily on human resources and the overall employee experience. So HCM technology typically covers those HR processes, beginning with the recruiting process, the onboarding process, the talent management, benefits, scheduling, anything related to typical or traditional human resource types of processes. That's what an HCM system does. Now, one thing to point out is that HCM systems can be a standalone or a best-of-breed solution, as they often call it, which is very focused on just those HR capabilities. Examples of that might be Workday, for example, SAP SuccessFactors, UltiPro. Those are three of the most common systems in the HCM space. But you also have the ERP vendors that I described before that provide those end-to-end processes, including HCM modules or HCM capability. So oftentimes it comes down to, are we looking for a broad ERP system that does everything, or are we looking for a focused niche solution that really gives us exactly what we need in the HCM space?
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
So choosing whether or not HCM or ERP is right for you comes down to a couple of trade-offs that need to be made. One is, the fact that ERP systems rarely can be everything to everyone within your organization. So typically we find that HR organizations and HR team members are somewhat underwhelmed by the HR capabilities offered by ERP vendors. So for example, NetSuite is a very popular ERP system, but they aren't very strong in the HCM world. So if your organization decides to deploy NetSuite, it may be that you have to decide between, do we want a watered down version of what we think we really need for our HR capabilities, or do we want to go find an HCM specific solution like a Workday or like an UltiPro that we could bolt on to NetSuite to address those needs. Now the trade-off with that is now we've got two systems we've got to manage. We've got data flow that we've got to manage. We've got to manage training and the fact that we have to have people using two systems. So that's the big trade-off that organizations often make, is the trade-off of having one system that's simpler in many ways versus having multiple systems that's a little bit more complex from an architecture perspective, but it's more likely to give you what you need within the world of HR. And then the final thing to note when comparing these two options is that regardless of what you do, if you're implementing an ERP system, you're going to be affecting a broad part of your organization. A lot of different people are going to be affected across multiple departments. The same is true for HCM too. Because it's an HR-related technology, you're implementing new changes that are likely to affect most, if not all, of your employees. For example, most HCM systems nowadays have employee self-service, to where you can go online and go to a portal and sign up for your own benefits, request time off, track your performance, review your past performance reviews, that sort of thing. And that's a big change that affects most employees within your organization. So whatever path you go, just recognize that it is going to be a very broad change and it's going to be a fairly significant change in many cases. And you just need to figure out the best path forward for you and how to mitigate some of those changes. So these are just a few of the things to keep in mind as you choose between the path of either ERP or HCM. And in the case of ERP, it may be that that also includes an HCM module, but it's important to recognize the pros and cons and the trade-offs that come along with either of those paths. To help you further make these sorts of decisions and other decisions related to your transformation, I've included some links below that will provide some technology agnostic best practices to help you through your transformation. It also includes reviews of some of the leading ERP and HCM systems out there in the marketplace, including some of the ones I've mentioned here in this video and many others that I have not referred to. So I encourage you to check out some of those resources below. So I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.